Right now. Things of God are right now things. They're right now things. We all know that if we believe that the Lord has said something to us, that right now is the time to do it. It really is. I mean, not that we should never consider, not that we shouldn't give him the opportunity to determine the time, but some things, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but things that you want to do, you can do quickly, and things that may not be as comfortable, that may not be, you're just not that way. That kind of becomes our thing. Those things we can, I'm just not sure if it was the Lord or not. You know? And then other things that just come to our minds. You know, we find ourselves in the position that Eve was when, you know, she was doing real good, but she had to acknowledge that the fruit looked good, and she wanted the knowledge of good and evil. She didn't know what that was, but boy, she wanted it. She wanted something that didn't belong to her. And so she got it. And things fell apart. Sometimes things fall apart. But thankfully, we can wait upon the Lord, and He's good. He's good. He can do anything with super glue or WD-40. Some things just work, and so God just works, and so we look unto the Lord, who is our help, and you know, and we just, it's right now with God. When should we pray? Right now. When should we rejoice? Well, always. Rejoice in the Lord, so always means right now, right? Giving is right now. Rejoicing, praising, thanking. The mercies of the Lord, when should we extend those? Right now. When should we judge? Not now. Yes, we have to be able to weigh things in the balance, but we have the living word. We have what the Lord says. Isaiah said, the Lord has sent a message to every land. This is 62:11. He sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. Look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. When the Lord comes, what's He coming with? A reward. He's a rewarder. They will be called the holy people, the people redeemed by the Lord. And Jerusalem will be known as the desirable place and the city no longer forsaken. These were promises from Isaiah when it didn't look good. He told them in chapter 61, verse 9, their descendants will be recognized and honored among the nations. Everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I had a note that I wrote that said, I want to be a person that people will know that I've been blessed. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. If I'm not overwhelmed with the joy, I need to remember that I'm overwhelmed with the joy. Because, as we say, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. When we're weak, we need to enlist the joy of the Lord, activate the joy of the Lord. I'm overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord, for he dressed me with the clothing of salvation. I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. When we call upon the Lord, when are we saved? When we call upon the Lord. Right now. Amen. Right now. Amen. Right now. When we were singing, and we came to the place where it says we wait, and we're waiting. And the Lord said, I'm talking to you, Roger. Wait. Now, I don't know what he's talking about. What? Waiting. Wait. But I love that he just kind of comes in and says, I'm talking to you, Roger. Yeah. He's talking to you. He's talking to you. You know? He's given us ears to hear so we can listen. Eyes to see so we can see. Hearts to understand what we hear and see. When did he give those to us? Right now. At a particular time, we have them. We just need to remember that we have them. It wasn't someday. It wasn't some glad morning when this life is over. No, it was right now. Right now, I have given you life. I came so that you could have life and have it abundantly and have it to its full. And when I leave, I will send the Holy Spirit and he will reveal all truth to you. He will explain everything to you. When? Right now. Sometimes his explanations are in a while. Sometimes his explanations are, I'm talking to you, you know. But right now, it's not, he won't keep us in confusion. Now, we look at the Old Testament and we see that, you know, he promised 500 years before Jesus was born that this was going to happen. That could be discouraging, thinking we have to wait 500 years and then maybe it might just be a rejoicing. It doesn't matter if it happens today, tomorrow, the next day. It matters that we know it will happen. No more sadness, no more tears, no more pain. All those things are promised, but are they just for then? Or are they for now, right now? Can we claim what God says right now? You've been filled with the gifts of the Spirit. We've been filled with the personality of the Holy Spirit. So we're filled with that. But it won't be activated until we get to heaven. We won't need it in heaven. We'll be it in heaven, right? See, we know these things. I know these things. But I love it when the Lord explains these things. Reminds us. How long are you going to keep that there? You know? Do you have food that ends up getting thrown away at your house? Kept it just a little too long. And Vicky says, this is storms. He gets a lot of food that I'm not positive it needs to go, but it's been there too long. It's been there too long. How does it taste? It's been there too long. She won't even taste it. Me, I'll sample it. You know? But then, yeah, but you know, I mean, If food stays too long, even if it's in a good refrigerator, it might stink. You know? And if we hold something beyond its time to be released, it's hard to imagine something of the Lord that would stink, but if we hold it too long, it won't work. I mean, if we see someone and we just know in our spirit, we should help them. But we're just not quite sure. That moment's gone because we didn't ever see that person again. Now, we could use it later, if we know the person and we can go to them and say, forgive me. I knew I should help you. And I just waited too long, but now I can help you. The Lord told me to. What the Lord says is pretty good. And most everybody likes it when the Lord says something that is beneficial for them, right? We've been watching the David series, and in that the king came to Samuel and said, now come, you know, we know the Bible story of it, come and bless me before the people, come and anoint me before the people. And he said, no, can't do that. Well, just do it. No. So he got arrested. So then he's locked up and being held, and in comes the leader of the army, and he comes in and says, this is what you'll do. You are going to anoint him before the people. No. I'm going to do what God does. God has decided it. And then a guy comes in, I don't know that I know about this being in the Bible, but nobody comes in to torture him into telling who it was that he anointed. It's pretty obvious, it's David, but he comes in to torture him. And all of a sudden, God goes to work. He don't torture Samuel. God tortures him. You know? We got to do what the Lord says. And don't do what the Lord says not to do. It's really pretty simple. It's simple as can be. We know that. We also know that it's not always that easy. But that's why we grow in the grace of the Lord and Jesus Christ. So, I'm overwhelmed with the joy of the Lord, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation. What's this clothing of salvation look like? And when he clothes us with the clothing of salvation, is it like we start with the socks and the underwear and a t-shirt and a little piece at a time as we grow? No, we got the whole wardrobe. We got the whole thing. He has clothed me. He's draped me with the robe of righteousness. Robed us in righteousness. When we become righteous, no, we've been robed in righteousness. That's a pretty decent robe, you know? And the things of God are not difficult. They aren't. They really aren't difficult. But sometimes they're hard. Commit yourself to the Lord. Trust in him also. He said, I'm like a bridegroom in his wedding suit or a bride with her jewels. The sovereign Lord will show his justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise him. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring with plants springing up everywhere. That's you. Plants springing up everywhere. If we're going to imagine, let's imagine that. Hallelujah. Let's just imagine that. Let's imagine that we are that. Because for such a time as this, wasn't that what the Lord said? I've raised you up for such a time as this. There's a time involved in it. He's been grooming and encouraging and fixing our ties and things like that. We've been about the Father's business. You know? We have been. I forwarded you an email if you didn't read it yet, but it's from Burrs. And Burrs always writes to Dad and Mama, you know? But he's always writing to Hosanna because he thanks God for the prayers. And sometimes he just makes me feel a little guilty. I'm not sure that I prayed that much. I'm not sure that we prayed that much. But we mention them in prayer. And sometimes I pray, and that's what I do. I mention things in prayer. I lift up names. And I leave it to God. Am I lazy? I don't know. He did tell me the other day, he said, Roger, you're not an intercessor. There are intercessors. There are people that, I had somebody at the jail a couple of weeks ago, and she asked me to pray for her, and then she said, can I pray for you? I'm an intercessor. I'm not gonna pass on someone praying that is an intercessor. You know, they got a lot of time to seek the Lord there if they want to. You know, and she's a diligent seeker and listens and wants, and then when she wants me to pray for her specifically. And she has certain things she wants prayed for, so I pray for her, and I don't always remember everything she says, and I'm Wednesday, I got done praying for her. She said, and for this. I wanted you to pray for that. Okay. You want it specifically? I will pray for that. Because she would receive it like that. But God is right. I'm not really an intercessor. I can pray all day long. But I don't go into a, I don't know, intercessors are, they just can pray. And pray and pray. I like to talk to God. I like to talk to God about everything. I like to talk to God for everyone. I like to ask him things, but, you know, they're one-liners mostly. They just are. I don't want to mess up what he might want to do. But the Lord has robed us in righteousness. And we should, on occasion, take the time to be overwhelmed by our salvation. It is overwhelming. I am so glad that the Lord saved me. Amen. You know? And there's a lot to the salvation. And he gives us life. And so if we're not experiencing life, it's because we're not stepping into our salvation. Because we're allowing ourselves to react to fear. React to doubt. You know, to react to the stimulation that the world can give us. But I don't remember when I was younger. There's a lot that I don't remember when I was younger, but I don't remember when I was younger that there was so much, you know, people, you know, when you got enough years, you're old, but there wasn't always that thing of, oh man, he must have Alzheimer's. We didn't know what Alzheimer's was. We never heard of it. If we forgot something, it was no big deal. And then you get older and people start saying, oh, you're forgetting things, better watch that. And I always have an easy comeback. I forgot things when I was 8 years old.
Amen.
I forgot things when I was 14 years old.
Yep.
I forgot things. You know? Okay, I do. Was I perfect before I got older? Did I always have the right words to say? Did I know all the answers? No, I didn't. And it didn't trouble me that much unless it was affecting my grades, and I knew my mother would be upset if I didn't get a decent grade. Nah, that stuff doesn't make any difference. But, you know, the thing is we can receive what the Lord says, and we can receive those things that come into our heads intended to cause a spirit. We can be like Eve when the serpent said, can't you eat from the trees of the garden? Well, of course we can eat. Except for those two trees. If we eat from those, we're going to die. Obviously, you're confused. You're not going to die. The only reason God doesn't want you to eat from it is because he doesn't want you to be like him. That's a lie. He wanted them to be just like him. The knowledge of good and evil was safe with God. It was safe with God. He saw, he knew what would happen if evil was released. And we have to be cautious that we don't release evil. Don't release those accusations, those condemnations, those fears, those guilts. Don't release those that be active in your life. Cast them down. Cast them down. When? Well, when you have time. No, right now. Right now, or you'll forget. Right now. Right now, or you'll be going along and you'll, what was that? Have you ever had the Lord say something to you and then you're trying to remember what he said? Sometimes he says things just so clearly to me. Right now has just been going through my mind. You know what I did with right now? I had to find what I did with right now. So I get to read my journal. I see a lot of things that God has said to me, but it never got in the journal. I added it to a prayer in my Bible app. And I had to find it there. After I found it there, I went to the date that he said it. I don't know why it never got into my journal. But thank God he helped me find it. You know? All I had was the right now. I couldn't remember everything else he said to me about right now. Right now pretty well covers it, I guess, when it comes to the Lord. When the Lord says something, do it. Respond to him right now. Adam, he did respond when God said, Adam, where are you? I don't know if he waited 100 years. You know, they try to decide how long it takes up there, you know. But it says, I was hiding because we were naked. That's too much information, you know. Who told you were naked? Naked wasn't even in your word bank. But, you know, Adam had the ability to name things. And all of a sudden, he knew that Eve was naked. That's what they call that. Huh. Why did that make him afraid? I don't know. But it did, and God said, who told you? Well, you know the story. Eve, she ate the fruit, gave me some of the fruit. Why have you done this? You know, sometimes we have those things where we ask ourselves after we've done things, why have we done this? How did I miss that? You know, there's never any condemnation from God. There's never any, well, that's it. Even for Adam and Eve, he said, there's going to be some things that happen. There's going to be some things that happen. But he already had a plan to fix it so that everyone could be united with him again. And he began to apply that, and he began to apply the lessons, and he began to do the things that we now look at as history, and we look at those things, and we see as we study and as we get understanding all those things that God was doing in the Old Testament that were pictures of the New Testament. And he gave people wisdom, some people wisdom, to see that wisdom. And then we get the benefit of learning the wisdom that came up. And then the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirits so that we have understanding. And we have all of these things and we sometimes forget. So then right now is the time to restore, to renew, refresh. Right now is the time to rejoice. Right now is the time. Jesus said, rejoice because it's been given to you to understand. God promised to put a soft heart in us. A soft heart that would receive what he had for us. And the best time to receive what God has for us is right now. Right now, so that we'll search for it. We'll study for it. We'll look for it. Like I was looking for right now. But the whole time before I started really looking for it, it was in my head, right now. And I'll be honest with you, for some of those days, the right now would be, what was the right now? Did I not do something that he told me right now about? No, it was just right now. And then it was about the things that come. And it was obvious things. But I was just thankful that he was faithful to not let me let go of right now. And he's faithful like that in our lives. There are things that he says to us. There are things that he does in our lives that are just always there, working their way around. Some of them are reminders. Fear not, for I'm with you. You know? It's just, it's right there, you know? It's wait upon the Lord. Yes. Wait upon the Lord. Be strong and courageous and just wait upon the Lord. So we're not waiting on nothing. We're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on the Lord who has promised to supply our needs. We're waiting upon the Lord who has promised to give us health. We are waiting on the Lord. So we're not waiting on someone who is not able. We're waiting upon the Lord. The Lord God is his name. And so when the Lord God speaks to us, we take what he says seriously. If the Lord has told Judy to pray and come tomorrow, then Judy says, I think we should all do that. Yeah. We can do that. If the Lord says, I've raised you up for such a time as this, right now is the time to receive that. Not to try to discern, well, that must be for somebody else. I'm led of the Lord to just remind us all. The magnitude of what he has accomplished with this little church. Whether by many or by few, he has accomplished amazing, amazing things. You feed 90 orphans every month, 3 meals a day. Plus whatever else you give elsewhere. But that's what you do now. Vicki and I were talking the other day about those orphans and about when we first began to communicate with them, and the tin shed and the open hearth bakery that they were taking care of 7 or 8 children with. The housing was inadequate. And a Land Cruiser that someone gave them that didn't run. And so we were able to help them to get tires and an engine. And he wore the wheels off of that thing, going to places unknown in Africa, thousands of miles, thousands of miles, thousands of miles. The letter that I sent you, the guy from the Philippines, said, know that all of this goes to your credit. The Lord credits all of this to you. Preach is a good word if you get a chance to read it. You know? And so we have those things in a Bible college graduation. There's videos and pictures of Wayne. I wish you'd jump on your computer. Because you'd enjoy them. I'm going to bring you over. Let you see all that you're part of. Your prayers. I know that you pray for Guatemala. We all pray for Guatemala. But them, the campus that they have, and all of that stuff that we've been a part of. And the Lord says, now I've raised you up for something. For now. Guess we aren't done. Right? Right. Right. We're not moving to the side. You know? We're going to move to the front. I'm in the Lord's army. Right now. Right now you can pray. Right now as we review and amen. Review and amen. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Yeah. When we all get to heaven, that'll be dandy. But we got a lot of days of rejoicing right now. Rejoice! Rejoice! And again I say rejoice. Be grateful. Thanksgiving. Pray without ceasing. All of those things. So, Father, we thank you right now. When is the time? Right now. Right now to praise you. Right now to give you glory. Right now to anticipate. You said wait, and while you wait, anticipate. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Not in fear and trembling, but in joy unspeakable and full of glory. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We love you. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You told us that. You tell us in your word, but then you speak to us. You remind us. You're so good. You're so good. Your steadfast love never ceases, and your mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. Bless every person here, every person that has ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand, that you are speaking right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.